Okay, Peter Pan, screening room. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the screening room. I'm John Tibbetts and GHH, Steve Hannon. Is that what all pirates say these days?
Arg.
That's the authentic sound of Captain Hook. Steve Hannon in this production of Peter Pan starring Kathy Rigby in the title role. You're Captain Hook. We've been talking. This is a chance for you to do something with this role that I guess you found lacking in some other characterizations, Steve.
Well, I think there's been a tendency over the last, well, since the musical version with Mary Martin was first done, there's been a tendency to kind of sugarcoat Captain Hook and to make him sort of campy and frivolous. And they've taken out the, which was based on Cyril Richard's stage personality and his particular comic gifts. And that's sort of become a traditional way of doing Captain Hook. But from the outset of this production, the producers and the director all felt that that a more menacing Captain Hook was appropriate for...
And physically active, too.
Yeah. Well, that became part of it. I mean, it started out with the idea of treating this guy as a real person, you know, as someone who's truly malevolent, got an incredible chip on his shoulder, and, I mean, as I would if somebody cut my arm off. You know, it would be very hard to avoid some kind of desire for revenge.
I mean, even Smee reminds you, when the clock stops ticking, your days are numbered.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting to think in terms of justifying Captain Hook as a psychological study of evil, in a sense. And without losing the comedy side that's definitely written in the script, it was a chance to make him a little more forceful and dangerous.
Any particular scene on stage we might watch for where maybe you have a chance to inject a little of that extra dash and spice that you're talking about?
Well, I think there are wonderful times when Hook gets to reveal things about his background and his class upbringing and stuff like the soliloquies in the third act. There's one at the beginning of the interspersed in the middle of the famous Hook's waltz, who's the swiniest swine in the world. And then towards the end, and James Barry makes it very clear in the original that Captain Hook went to Eton. He's a product of the finest English public schools, and he's a terrible snob. So he considers himself the social superior of not only all of his crew, but I think probably everybody on the planet.
I mean, here's a guy who knew how to draw a villain that every boy would know instinctively how to hate.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And yet at the same time, I feel that as a product of that public school system, it's understandable why he would be, have this heavy sort of persecution complex and think of himself as somebody who had to get a vendetta. I have little private moments for myself throughout the show when I'm thinking in terms of getting even, particularly with Peter Pan and the boys and stuff like that. The line at the end about the Holocaust of children, the pleasure that he takes in hating children, I think, can only come from somebody who was probably terrible in sports at school and, like, you know, always all the other boys just dumped on him all the time because he couldn't throw or something. I mean, not that I'm speaking personally or autobiographically in any way.
Steve Hannon, finally, is Captain Hook. You and Kathy Rigby have a couple of pretty nifty sword fights. You're going at it pretty good. Choreographically challenging there?
Well, it's the most challenging part for me is that I'm right-handed, but I fight with the left hand because the hook's on my right hand. James Barry specifies that Captain Hook has the hook is on where his right hand used to be. And you could cheat and say, well, sorry, I'm right-handed and I've got a fence with the sword in my right hand. But I think it makes a difference that since most people are right-handed and just assume that, you know, the right hand is the stronger and more forceful, to have that one missing is a somewhat different statement to an audience. So as a result of this, I mean, I'm developing huge muscles in my left shoulder that never were there, thanks to Kathy, because, you know, fencing with her is definitely a challenge.
Theater League is presenting Peter Pan here on stage at the Midland Center for the Performing Arts. Matinees 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 on Sunday, and weeknights at 7:30. Steve Hannon is Captain Hook. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Watch for you on stage again. John Thanks. Tibbetts here in the screening room. Talk to you next time.
That's
Scooch.
Isn't that in the play? Doesn't she say something?
Scooch.
How I wish I could squat.
A screening room. Peter Pan, 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to The Screening Room. I'm John Tibbetson. All this week and weekend, Peter Pan on stage at the Midland Center for the Performing Arts. Of course, Kathy Rigby in the title role, Steve Hannon as Captain Hook, both my guests today. Kathy Rigby, as Peter once said in the book, Peter and Wendy, on the whole, I'm rather a fine fellow when I'm flying. Do you echo those sentiments?
Oh, I think Peter is in ecstasy when he is flying. He is such a show-off, and when Kathy Rigby is flying, I love to show off. I love to, you know, there's nothing more exciting to me than flying from one side of that stage to the other and grabbing the curtains and spinning. And if the, you know, there's nothing more disappointing than when the flyers are a little bit tired that day and they don't zoom me from one side of that stage and bounce me all over the stage. It is thrilling. Oh, and it is the most fun. It is actually as if you are flying.
But first time on those wires, first, how long ago did you first begin, and was it frightening?
Well, actually, I began many, many years ago in an arena version of Peter Pan. It was in 1974. It was not a regular theatrical production, but I was put up on the wires, and it was a little hairy at first. You know, when you're being lifted 40 feet in the air, or, you know, in this production, probably 30 feet in the air, it's a little bit strange to not have the control that I once had in gymnastics of doing everything myself. But once you get over that initial, sensation of being lifted off the ground, you forget about it. You forget you have a wire on, and you just enjoy it.
Meanwhile, your arch nemesis, that fiend Captain Hook, is sitting here. Why don't you introduce this actor to us?
Well, Stephen Hannon, first of all, is one of the most wonderful people I've ever met in theater. He's got an incredible amount of energy, despite the fact that he's incredibly talented. When we met Stephen, he came into audition and really was an unlikely Captain Hook because, as we have even talked, John, he is not 6'4".
I thought you were 6.5 feet tall when I saw
absolutely.
You on stage.
It's the plume.
No, you know what? It's Stephen's presence on stage. He has this huge voice, this wonderful acting ability to fill that entire stage and the entire audience. He's villainous, and he's funny. And when he auditioned for my husband and I, my husband's producing the show, he blew us away. He was, and not only that, he's just a great guy, and we love him. And you know, it's going to be great to be on the road with him for a year and a half.
What do you have to say to all of that, Steve?
I like it. It's perfectly mutual for one thing, so it makes it very easy to listen to because I could say all of the same things.
How long ago did you guys meet?
We met the week after the San Francisco earthquake, to which I owe this role. I mean, it's really one of the most. I was doing a play in San Francisco at ACT. It was a world premiere called Right Mind that had just opened the season, a commissioned piece. It was a huge hit and gave 6 performances before the Geary Theater was very severely damaged by the earthquake. So suddenly I was in sort of limbo. And the theater was trying to make up its mind about what it would do next. And on 3 days after the earthquake, when my electricity was finally restored, I got a message from my agent in New York saying to call urgently. So this was like a Friday morning, I guess, when I finally got through to him. And he said, if you'd like to do this national tour of Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby, they will fly you to Atlanta to meet the director, but you have to go tomorrow. And because
the actor's life for me.
Because the production was very was looming on the horizon very quickly, and they still didn't have a Captain Hook. So tomorrow was a Saturday, and had it not been for the earthquake canceling my show, I would have had 2 performances and not been available. But as it was, I was a free agent. I flew to Atlanta. I auditioned for Fran Soder.
Now, Kathy says you blew them away, but did Kathy blow you away when you first heard her sing?
Yes. It was really interesting because I think I must have shared a little bit of a general sense of skepticism about someone who's primarily known as a gymnast being. It's one thing to perform and speak lines on stage, but singing, you know, I mean, Peter Pan sings how many songs in the show?
9.
Well, most of them.
Darn it.
Yeah, and I remember very specifically because Fran's phrase. I said, "Well, how's your singing or how's your voice?" And Fran said, "It's lovely." And that's the operative word. I mean,
strong too, Kathy. The first time you opened your mouth before an audience, was it like being up on a high wire? Same kind of sensation.
It was terrifying, John, because the first song that I sang was not from Peter Pan. It was Over the Rainbow as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. a song that everybody knew, you know, from Judy Garland, and it was like being at the Olympics on the balance beam. It was such a precarious moment, and as the balance beam is such a precarious event, and your voice is, you're so vulnerable when you're nervous. And so it was frightening, and people are and were skeptical. But the greatest thing that I feel is that it's a surprise to people to be able to open your mouth and sing, and that is actually to my benefit for reviewers, because I hope that they review me with my peers, but I think there's a little bit of, oh, my gosh, she sings well for an athlete.
Olympics and stage performance, Steve, she can win at both. Listen, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys. You're all week long and the weekend. Matinees at 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 on Sunday at the Midland Center for the Performing Arts. Are you enjoying the gig so far?
Yeah. Well, that theater is just amazing. I mean, it's marvelous to play in.
You ever seen anything like it, Kathy?
No, it is one of the most ornate theaters, and we've played a lot, that's what this show needs. It needs a very classical, ornate theater to go with the piece.
I think it's time to fly on out of here. I'm hearing a sound of a ticking coming from somewhere behind Steve. I know. You hear it too, don't you? It's not my imagination. I want to thank Stephen Hannon.
It's a good thing you didn't swallow a Rolex. I mean,
Stephen is Captain Hook. Kathy Rigby, of course, as Peter Pan, now on stage at the Midland Center for the Performing Arts. John Tibb is here in the screening room. Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you next time.